Welcome to News Video Clip. If you are watching our podcast earlier this week, you know we reported on an ICE agent who killed an innocent man in Bedford, Maine. And there were a lot of people who commented on that story, and they were really upset. They weren't upset about the ICE agent killing an innocent man. They were upset at us for accurately reporting that story and even posting a video of what happened. They were really upset. So I've got some bad news for you people who are so upset. We did a deep dive into the ICE agent, the killer. He has been identified by the Associated Press as David Brulette, and the Associated Press interviewed his first ex-wife, Ashley, who says that David abused her and her child. So let's listen to this interview of the ex-wife of the ICE agent who killed an innocent man earlier this week.
Back in November, brought up that he had accepted a job with ICE. I thought of that it was just a delusional thing because I'm used to him talking crazy, so to speak. So I said, yeah, sure you are, buddy, you know. I didn't realize that he was actually working for ICE until yesterday, and I was completely shocked because I'm like, how do you keep getting into these jobs where you're around guns all the time? I asked him what was going on. He told me that I don't need to be answering questions for anybody, that all I needed to know was that it was a justified shooting and that he didn't do it. And he claimed that this man had tried to run him over. And I said, I don't see that in anything. And I've watched it from all angles. All I've seen is how the car was going in circle after the fact. And then he's like, well, I need you to lie about my character because this is how, like, this is what it comes down to is my character. I don't want you talking about any of the abuse in our relationship. Like, this is literally about me, actually. I told him that I was not going to lie for him, that I've waited years to speak my truth. I've been silenced long enough. And now I need to come out with everything because a man lost his life. It was abuse, not only to me, but to our daughter. And even being divorced from him, I've dealt with harassing phone calls, threats of him wanting to kill me. I believe that this man was murdered. I believe that David's mental health played a part in what happened. I think what happened was he was standing there during that operation, had a PTSD moment and hit fight or flight mode. And unfortunately, a man lost his life due to it.
Okay, so there we go. David Brulette's first ex-wife describing, you know, alleging the abuse that she suffered at his hands. But she's not the only one. The Associated Press also interviewed his second ex-wife, who accused David of stalking and harassing her, physically and verbally abusing their daughter. In fact, according to court records, she made multiple requests for temporary restraining orders. So this guy, according to his ex-wives, sounds like a total psychopath who should not be near any guns. He certainly should not be in ICE. But in a way, he does sound like a perfect employee for Donald Trump, because Trump is such a scumbag. All right, speaking of scumbags, we're going to go to Texas. And this guy's name is Brandon Herrera, and he's running for Congress in Texas. So he posted this really lewd video attacking a woman and her child. Remember, he wants to be in Congress. Let's watch.
Now directly to Shannon Watts. Hi, Shannon. Longtime viewer, first-time caller. First off, I want to get it off my chest. I think moms demand action is fucking stupid. Being a mother doesn't make your opinion any more or less valid. Just because you let somebody cream pie you doesn't mean I have to give a shit about your political opinions. The fact that you kept your cum trophy doesn't make you any less wrong about the dumb shit.
All right. So he just called a woman's child a cum trophy. That's disgusting. He also referred to her relations with her husband as being cream pied. That's a porn term. So it appears that Brandon Herrera is into two things, guns and porn. He obviously really despises women based on this video. It's just disgusting. What a scumbag. probably the only thing he's qualified to do is work for ICE, right? All right, now we're going to go to Washington, D.C., and we're going to see the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Mark Wayne Mullen. And he's going to talk about how he is trying to force states to scrub their voter rolls, even though he doesn't have the authority to do this. Now, keep in mind, Mark Wayne is so short, he actually has to stand on a box so that anybody can see him. Let's watch the video.
The problem, everybody should be informed. Working with Secretary Lutnick, we are going to make our security enhancements mandatory, meaning that if these states want a grant and they want to be reimbursed to work or to run federal elections, they're going to have to implement security issues. Just security issues. We're not trying to get into anything else, but we're saying that the machines have to be secured and that your voter registration list needs to be scrubbed. We need to make sure that individuals that are legally able to vote are voting.
All right. So first of all, the states already do this. They already secure their voting machines. They already check their voter rolls. And he wants people scrubbed off of voter rolls because historically, a low turnout favors Republicans while a large turnout favors Democrats. And so when he talks about security, he's talking about trying to fix the midterm elections for Donald Trump, who is his boss. All right, we're going to go back to another clip of Mark Wayne Mullen, and he's actually going to threaten state officials with prison if they don't follow his fascist orders, which, of course, came from Donald Trump.
Start talking about can we ensure that the midterm elections are going to be secure? Yes, we absolutely can build confidence in the American people, but the states have to do their part. I will tell you, if the states that choose not to participate with the SAFE program and they choose not to participate in securing the elections, we will make sure that we make those states a priority to look at who voted in their states and hold them, the election officials, accountable. If the election officials, once we gave them the information they need to secure their elections and they chose not to, then those individuals can also be held accountable by fines, by penalties, and even, depending on how far it goes, prison time.
Okay. The federal government has absolutely no rights over the states when it comes to elections. The Constitution of the United States literally spells out that the states are responsible for the elections, not the federal government. And he can threaten people with prison all he wants. There's nothing to back it up. In fact, Governor Gavin Newsom of California, he knows this. And so he tweeted at Mark Wayne Mullen, quote, "California has free, fair, and secure elections, and we will fight for them. Try us." So I love the defiance of Gavin Newsom. You know, he is not going to be intimidated by Mark Wayne Mullen. In fact, no one should. Mullen is just another Trump stooge who's trying to sow doubt in the elections. He actually wants to fix the elections, the midterms for Trump. But he's not the only one. There's a woman named Katie Zakaria, and Katie works for Truth Social, and that's Donald Trump's social media site. And so she was on Newsmax today, saying what a great election system China has and how it's better than the U.S. Now, keep in mind that China is ruled by one party, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. And she's going to claim that elections controlled by the CCP in Beijing, China, are better than democracy in the United States. Let's listen to Katie say this.
definitely third world. I've lived in Beijing, and I can say that the elections in Beijing, when they were there, are much better than California and the United States. And what?
So there you go. She's saying elections in Beijing, China are better than the United States. Hold that thought for just a second, because we're going to go to another Republican. This is Lisa, Representative Lisa McClain, from earlier this week. And she had a message for those people who hate America. Let's listen to what Lisa had to say.
These are all people who hate our country and everything that our country stands for. But you know what? I have great news for them. The beauty about living in America, the beauty about freedom, is they are actually free to leave. So if you hate this country so much, there's flights leaving every day.
Well, that's great news for Katie Zakaria. Katie can simply get on one of those flights and go back to Beijing because she likes China so much more than the U.S. Problem solved. Awesome. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have today. We do have links to all of our stories. We back up our stories right below this video. We welcome people to fact check us in the comments because we put even more links in the comments to back up our stories. The right-wing podcasters don't. Joe Rogan doesn't. Tim Pool doesn't. Riley Gaines doesn't. None of them do. Benny Johnson doesn't do it. They're all paid influencers. They get paid to lie. We actually state the facts and we back up with evidence. Alrighty, if this is your first time watching this podcast and you like it, please subscribe. If you hate it, please subscribe. If you hate my guts, please subscribe. And we'll be back later with more stories. Thanks.